News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Good Tuesday morning, 7:05 in the morning here on the 29th of September. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Sunny skies today, high of 88 degrees, overnight low of 56. Rest of the week looks generally sunny. No rain in the immediate future. Right now in Reading, it is 60 degrees. And a quick traffic alert, if I can pop that in. Northbound Highway 273 at Bonneview Road in South Reading, blocked. Vehicle hit a power pole. We have already reports from listeners that traffic in the area pretty rough and road closed for an extended period. We will update as we get more information.
Avoid it. You can't get through, so make another effort to get north.
If you're coming up from Anderson, pop over to I-5 and take that route, yeah.
Yeah, or coming south then. Well, they said the northbound. Does that mean the southbound? Does the whole 273?
Coming from Anderson towards Reading, yeah.
Okay, so it would be the, so you can still get to Anderson then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's just the one side. All right, I thought it was all 273.
Yeah, it was northbound 273, so just north of the Wind River area.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. You know, they have several wrecks around there. In that general area. Have you noticed that?
People don't drive through there. They try to qualify.
Well, it is. And so anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Linda's, it's Tuesday, and Linda's on assignment. I'd like to, today at 8 o'clock, the groundbreaking at Turtle Bay is happening. So somewhere around 8 to 9 o'clock this morning, they're getting ready to do it. And it's funny, here, even though that it was fought to stop the building of the hotel at Turtle Bay, the people here in the city and that voted for this said, no, this has got to go on. On just the opposite side, however, as you learned Friday from Larry Lees, the first as we broke the news here and it finally made it into the record searchlight today, is that 3M is putting the quarry on hold. The Mountain Gate quarry is now on hold. They said they'd had a number of letters, 300 letters, et cetera, et cetera. So this is like, what did he say? Like $50 million business. It's something like that, Bob. $50 million business that was going in there. Jobs, taxes, road fees, all this stuff. And it's now on hold.
And will probably fade away. So yet another. And I understand residents not wanting anything ever to change around them. They want the rural lifestyle to which they have become accustomed, the peace, the quiet, and all that, to absolutely never change. The cost of that? Nobody has a job.
Well, this is
like, there's the balance.
And here, I know there's people out at Churn Creek fought the shopping center. Oh, we don't want a shopping center. We'll just destroy all this farmland. I haven't seen any of that farmland being used since then. I mean, I'm not sure if they're ever going to grow anything. Did they ever grow anything out there in Churn Creek?
Jackrabbits.
So that, of course, was a specious argument. Everybody knew that anyway. But the other things, it's just going to do all these things to it. Well, it also, it's not going to give us more jobs. Well, you know what? There were some big, I understand that Bass, the Bass stores, outdoor stores, was one of those that was going to come in and be that kind of like that anchor store there. And you think about that, how many people stop by or would drive down just to see that, and then all the other things that go along with it. You know, it ties into the river, ties into everything. So, so that failed, and then this has failed, and then there was the other. I guess there was a car lot that failed, and and then there was an equestrian facility that failed. Of course, these are for different reasons.
Yeah, and
those
argument,
were different reasons.
Oh, but this is super productive farmland. I don't see it producing anything except star thistles and burdock and assorted other noxious weeds. Somebody plant something down there to justify that point of view.
Something. Plant some corn. Plant something. And we can all say, look, it's being used for things that we need. We can't go be without. But then you get into – so I asked Lees and Starman. They were both here in the same day. I hope – I know I'm repeating myself here. But because they were bringing the story out today instead of, Saturday or Friday. The bottom line on this thing, though, is that when businesses come to relocate, when they're looking at Stillwater, and you want a big business in here, a manufacturing facility that's going to hire a lot of people, and manufacturing money, just keeps going on and on, they look at the place. Like, okay, the battle that's going on up at Mount Shasta, up in there for the bottling plant. Now they've got to do an environmental report that they had done before. Okay, we'll do the environmental report. But they spend millions of dollars on this place, on these things. And then either the city government or the county government or the people give them a bad time, and then they just pull out. So I'm not saying that that's going on at Stillwater or at the quarry, because I know the county was really wanted that quarry there because of the tax base and all that went with it. But then you get into things like, look at Mauricio Hannesson. He's trying to build this facility out there. It's a $9 million facility, and they want $1.5 million in fees and permits. Where's Brent Weaver on this one? Brent, look. This is a 96-bed facility, a room facility out there that's going to put a lot of people to work, and yet it's going to cost $1.5 million in fees and permits? Are you kidding me?
We are living increasingly in an area where I see multi-million-dollar mansions up on the hill because they don't care if jobs are around because they've already got their money, and the other people who don't want anything to ever change. So we're going to have extremely high-end housing and a bunch of broken-down double-wides. That's welcome to Shasta County.
Well, I don't believe that.
It seems to be headed that way.
I think it's going to be in more of a different sense. We can talk about that when we get back, though. But, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I really like them, Shasta Regional. What about Bob? I really like them. I know that you went into another place that had an emergency room. You were in there for 6 hours or something?
Yeah.
And you had insurance.
Yeah.
And it was it was terrible. And I've had other people tell me that, but they've never heard that at, Shasta Regional. They're in there 30 minutes. They're being seen. They've got doctors all over them or, paramedics or, PAs or nurses.
They also sent me a $600 bill because a guy came out and looked at and took my temperature once.
Oh, wow. Did you refuse to pay that?
We negotiated it down because it was patently ridiculous.
Down to
still cost
$10.
Us a couple hundred bucks.
Down to $10.
Which was stupid.
Yeah, he came out, he took my temperature, but he didn't even say hello to me.
Yeah.
And I like to know is why I had to have that kind of temperature taken out in front of people. Anyway, but Shasta Regional Medical Center is ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Where are you going to find this in this general area around here, or even this whole big area around here, is something that good as Shasta Regional Medical Center? Been in the business for 70 years, treating people well. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. But I want to talk about, it looks like Obama was outmaneuvered at the UN. We'll be right back.
Everyone wants to be a hero. It's part of our DNA. Join One Safe Place as we honor local heroes, survivors, coaches, law enforcement, tribal leaders, military, and parents. Be a Hero to Your Children is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. With special keynote speaker, consultant to the NBA, MLB, NFL, educator, and activist, TED Talks Tony Porter. Be a Hero to Your Children benefit dinner is on Thursday, October 22nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. To purchase your hosted table now before they're all gone, call One Safe Place at 244-0118, extension 206. Sponsored in part by Region 3 Safe Program and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And remember, not all heroes wear capes.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now at Shasta Lake Floors and pay no interest until January 2018. Hi, this is Pete with Shasta Lake Floors. It's Mohawk's anniversary sale now through October 26th, and you can get new Karastan Smart Strand silk carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home at big savings and pay no interest on your purchase. Luxurious Karastan Smart Strand silk carpet and wear-dated carpet fiber is tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand silk carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has it at unbeatable prices. This sale includes Karastan and Smart Strand silk carpet, new wood flooring, tile, laminates, and any other Mohawk product installed by you or Shasta Lake Floors experienced flooring techs. All with no interest financing until January 2018. Come see us today at Shasta Lake Floors, voted best in the North State 8 years running, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard and the city of Shasta Lake. Financing subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The sound of a delicious wine. The sound of community awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Join KCNR and Westside Wines on October 15th for Think Pink Day. Stop by between 5 and 7 p.m. at Westside Wines, located at 1872 Buenaventura Boulevard, where Linda Bott will be our celebrity host, pouring glasses of rosé to benefit our local Think Pink organization. Bottles of rosé will be 30% off, and a percentage of all the sales that night will be donated to Think Pink. Come join us, a great local business, and support this amazing cause. You can help us spread the word about the importance of early detection. Save the date, October 15th. For more information, call Westside Wines at 941-1890.
Let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott, Linda is on assignment today. She is on every Tuesday, 8:18 in the morning. Gosh, you know what, in a half an hour or 45 minutes... I should say they're going to be having that groundbreaking. They get out there to Turtle Bay. Because after all this, all these works, all these things that they've done, Turtle Bay is getting ready to break ground on that new hotel. And by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They are having an advanced pistol class on October the 25th. So if you've got your CCW, which is, you know, your beginner's class in the sense of being able to carry a pistol safely and comfortably, if you practice and practice with this. This takes you up to the next level. This the class is 1 day, and it concentrates on presenting the weapon from a concealed position. You then shoot from at different targets at different levels of intensity, where you're firing from behind cover, you're clearing stoppages in your pistol. And then they go into scenarios in the afternoon where you're put into a scenario like if you're in a store, if you're in a office building, or if you're at your house and you're forced to use your weapons. Now, the thing about it is it's just a way to kind of put together everything you've been taught that day is to go into those scenarios. And it's not only is it fun, but it teaches a lot, too. You're moving and shooting. And you're moving, shooting, reloading, taking cover, all of these things that you should know how to do if you're going to carry a pistol. Anyway, that's going to be on October the 25th. So I think there's like four spots left in the I know it sells out quick. There's four spots left in the class. Give Ted a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. And the thing about it is there's only, I think, 12 people in the class. That's why it's held down to a class. You'll get a lot of the basic CCW classes with 18 to 20 people, 22 people on it. They'll split the classes and sometimes. But this one is only, it's only for 12 people. There's four instructors and, like I said, scenarios, a lot of shooting. And nobody has ever left there without having a great time and be able to use their pistol much more effectively. Okay. Hey, why is the 3M dropping out? It's because they said right now we're just putting it on hold. They're going, of course, back into another study. You've got the Sierra Club involved in it. You've got 300 letters from residents and surrounding areas saying that's going to wreck up the ambiance. The Sierra Club saying, well, you know, you got to check that Shasta Salamander out. You know, I think they're just taking a look at this saying, you know, this is an 1,800-acre project that was going to provide a stream of income to this county for 100 years. 100 years. Think about that. It was going to be, taking out about 2 million tons of rock annually, and it would be mainly shipped via rail to San Bernardino and the San Francisco Bay Area. So, see, it had customers. It was going to put people to work. It was going to have tax dollars. It was going to do a lot of stuff. But now it's on hold, as are, you know, other projects in town. So, see, at this point, I have to question the fact that when do we really want to bring business in there, and what's it going to take? We had the county supervisors, albeit they may have completely underestimated the opposition to it, that wanted to bring in the shopping center. And they voted 5-0 several times on that thing just to have it shoved kind of like down their throats by like 65% of the populace around here for that. But see, there's a question I thought that was really a poorly conducted public relations plan out of Idaho from these guys, because they're used to going in and say, hey, we're going to have all these jobs. People really want them to be there. Not so fast here. Okay, now we've got Stillwater, and now, you know, Mark LaSalle is out there selling Stillwater, and everybody's trying to sell Stillwater. When they see something else like this happen, they see what's going up in Siskiyou County when they're fighting the bottling plant like crazy up there. And so they're, you know, so, oh no, you can't take this water. Oh no, you can't do blah, 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 blah. And doing all this. They're fighting it and fighting it and fighting it. And it only takes like one person to put a lawsuit against them. And then you get into and tell them, you know, then you're insisting on an environmental study and all these things. When indeed it's progress moving forward. Do you want to ruin the environment? Of course not. But we also need to take care of our citizens. It says it needs $56,000. I just read this yesterday. I think David Binda said this. It takes $56,000 for somebody to live in Redding. It's a family of four. $56,000 a year. And I'm not sure, you know, from the way they explained it, with $900 for child care. $900 a year for child care. Well, you know, I don't have to worry about that. And then they talk about the cost of gas and housing and food and those kind of things. And it doesn't have a lot in there for things like, you know, cable TV or those kind of accessories. But they said for a family of four in Shasta County, you need at least $56,000. Now, I think the median or the average salary around here is what? The median is something like, what, 46, 47?
I'd have to look that up.
It's something like that. Yeah. We need to look that one up. But, and then you just see they just hired a new guy for $139,000 a year to be the project manager there at the city. So, you know, so he makes twice as much as it costs, they say, to live here for a family of four.
Average household income for City of Reading, $62,695. A little better than we thought.
Yeah, it is.
Average household net worth, when you put everything together, about $417,000. That's impressive. Average home is going for $165,000.
Okay. Well,
average household expenditure, yeah, $50,412.
Okay, so this latest one they said is like around $56,000. So then it looks like if the average income is that and the how much it costs, so they're kind of keeping up with that then. So, but that seems, you know, so it's the average rating citizen is making more than that. All right, I'm somewhat feel better after that when I see this, but I'm just going by the latest figures. It says 56,000. Hey, a lot of things going on this weekend. My gosh, the kickoff to the powwow, the state of the city luncheons today at 11:30. Tomorrow is the state of the tribe out of Wind River, and that's at 11:32. And then they have all the they're going to have, of course, the powwow starts Friday at 7 o'clock, or I'm sorry, 6 o'clock there. Tickets for $3 at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, or this, you know, Shasta County Fairgrounds down in Anderson. That's going to start there for 2 days, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's going on, and you've got just a number of other things happening around this time too. You know, Girls Incorporated, the Agent Orange Town Hall meeting is going to be October 3rd, 2000. Let's see, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, and then of course the Bark, Wine, and Brew is going on at October 3rd out at Wind River. There's a lot of things going on this weekend as usual around town. I want to talk to veterans about the Veteran Hunt program that they're having. That Five Star Bank, the Shasta Land Services and Curbs Outfitter, along with the California Waterfowl, is backing. This is going to be up at the famed Tule Lake National Wildlife Refuge on the afternoon of October 31st. The refuge is granted access to the hunt area, which closes at 1 p.m. every day. The lucky hunters will have the refuge all to themselves on the special afternoon. The hunt is fully guided and includes decoys, blinds, boats, lodging at the Winnemeya Lodge. I've stayed there, by the way. Food and drinks. Hunters will also hunt Sunday morning. Hunters can meet in Redding, California on Saturday morning to carpool. Hunt dates October 31st to November 1st. Give a call to Jeff Smith at 305-9234. This is for veterans. Veterans only. Opportunities take place on land throughout California. Preference goes to wounded servicemen and women and to the new first-time waterfowl hunters. Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by friends at Redding Civic. 45 years they've been in business. They're bringing all types of new things to the community here at the Redding Civic Auditorium. And you can become a member. You'll strengthen the community connection. You'll be able to get tickets and other great deals on it from all the different levels of membership at the Redding Civic. For more, check out readingcivic.com or the Civic Box Office. We'll be right back.
Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com. For more information.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted in the past. Wanted in the past.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:32 in the morning here on the 29th of September, a Tuesday. Heading toward the end of this year as fast as we can. 58 degrees out there, going up to 86 today. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful day it's going to be. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Hey, I want to talk about a couple of things. Stolen Harley. That's right. A friend of mine had his Harley stolen from Gene's Drive-In. He had blown something out on it, and he left it there until he could come back with his truck. And it was last seen being loaded into a white pickup truck at Buenaventura at that A&M market there. If you've got any, if you saw that or saw anything like it, it's give Jerry a call, 338-4100. Okay, the tickets available for the third annual Girls Inc. and Gala. It's going to be this Saturday at the Red Lion Hotel. All proceeds support the Girls Incorporated of the Northern Sacramento Valley, which serves Shasta and Tehama County girls. Tickets are $400 for a table of eight, $60 for individual tickets. To purchase gala or raffle tickets, call 527-7767. Cocktail attire is encouraged. Girls Incorporated is the biggest fundraiser of the year, the third annual Girls Inc. Gala, a black and white affair. Okay, I told you about the Agent Orange Town Hall meeting and the Seroptimus International's 18th annual breast cancer awareness luncheon is going to be this Friday. Doors open 11 a.m. Lunch seating starts at 11:45. Keynote and inspirational speaker Deb Collins Hart. Tickets for this year's luncheons are $40. This is a Think Pink type of organization, and Seroptimus International Reading. It's a nonprofit organization, so everything is a write-off there. You can get that. Give Lorraine a call at 227-0251 or Jennifer Harris at 526-7777. Wow, all these things. Remember, strikeout, domestic violence, Bolathon. Join the Shasta County District Attorney's Office in striking out domestic violence, October the 23rd. We'll give you a lot more information on that one. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I tell you what, the only watch repairman in the area right there, the best jewelry you're going to find anywhere, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Fair prices, excellent quality, outstanding quality, and Leonard, who will talk to you about anything that you are that you want to buy. Hey, you know what? Remember, okay, let's take a look at what happened in our Proposition 109, or AB 109 and Proposition 47. Remember what they said? We're going to save money on the jails. We were going to be able to cut back the recidivism rate. We were going to be able to help everybody this way, and you know, and that crime would not jump. Well,
birds would sing, the sun would shine, and
the,
everyone would
the
hold
grass would grow, the water would flow.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, let me tell you something. Wrong. And in their own study, this is what they found, that not only are they spending more money now than they did before, that's with 40,000 less inmates and 80,000 less parolees, and they're spending more money. Oh, and they're saying, oh, well, we're having to build more facilities, we're having to fix things. Well, it's not working. They did say there has not been a spike in violent crime, but you notice what they said, violent crime. However, we know where the spike in crime is. It's maybe not violent crime, not yet, but what it is a huge spike in the nonviolent crime, things being stolen, things being broken into. And how about this? You don't think that AB 109 and Prop 47 has had anything to do with transients and the homeless standing around all of our streets? You don't think that's had anything to do with it? Absolutely it has. Bob?
I'm sorry. I consider piles of garbage and stuff around the United States Post Office where people are just laying there, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, pooping in the bushes, is a crime.
Well, it's a crime, but it is a non-victim crime. It's not non-victim.
Ruining quality of life.
It is. Okay, but you're talking quality of life, but it's a non-violent crime. And frankly, you know, if you take the police out, you'd have to have a whole squad that goes around arresting people for the P squared squad that would have to go around. Well, you know what it is. And also the fact is that when you go down and you look at Carousel, which is providing, by the way, the Make-A-Wish clothing for this great big Make-A-Wish this Friday evening to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You know, she's under siege down there. And anybody that goes down there can take a look. And if you don't believe Sam Allen, just go on down there and take a look. And everybody, oh, yeah, she's just being nasty. No, she's not being nasty. She's under siege. Now, you want to do something? Somebody said, well, why don't you just build bathrooms? Well, frankly, maybe that's it's time to do that, to make public bathrooms downtown, to build some down there by the put it in the across the street from the post office.
Only
or right there on the corner, so it's a public restroom, so people can go in there and do, you know, and take care of themselves, wash themselves up, and so they don't have to do it on the street. I mean, come on, let's just think about, you're getting to be, you're bleeding heart. No, I'm not. But obviously, the other stuff isn't working, so why not try something new? Excuse me, how about looking outside the box and saying, okay, maybe we need to put a couple porta potties out there. What's so hard about that? And that, you know, or three porta potties and let them use it. Okay, oh, they're just going to shoot up in there. Let them shoot up. Maybe they'll shoot up too much. I don't know. I don't care. You come in there once a week and you suck it out. And, you know, you've got a place where they're staying. So at least it's cleaning the streets up, Bob. Tell me why I'm wrong.
No, I would, as I calm myself here, I can see doing that. And maybe we can set them up so that they self, you know, the interior is hosed down on a, you know, every 30 minutes or something. That would tend to discourage this people trying to sleep in them.
Okay, we have Dez is here in the chat room. Dez lives in the Netherlands. And Dez made this comment. Okay. Just make sure they're clean regularly, unlike the French restrooms along the French highway. Okay, Des, let me tell you about my experiences with French bathrooms. I flew into Sarajevo. Okay, albeit that we were flying in, we were popping rockets off the side and flares, so we were landing, and come in, and the French were running the airfield. And so it'd been a flight, and a bumpy flight and everything, so, you know, I just kind of wandered on over to the head, to the bathroom. And when I opened the door, I literally took a step back out. The smell and the and this was like a multi, you know, multi-stall portable. Yeah. Portable bathroom. The stench drove me a step backwards. I went back outside and I kind of went, well, I was thinking, well, how far is it to Sarajevo? You know, I mean, literally, how far is it to Sarajevo? I mean, I don't know if I can wait to that, or, you know what, I think I'm going to just go over there. And, you know, and so because it was a military area, I just, you know, relieved myself someplace else. It was that bad. And I said, you guys use that? You know, oh, mon oui. So it was. Okay, so I'm glad to see maybe it just wasn't on the airfield in one of the most mined areas in the world was that airfield, because as you're standing there getting ready to get on your truck, but by the way, as you're leaving and there's this wall of a busted down burnt house, it says, welcome to hell. Welcome to hell. I've got a photo of this. Well, that's good, is you can see the mines, you know, the prongs sticking out.
Oh,
all over the – in every place that didn't have cement had mines in it. And it was like, oh, yeah, we're having a great time here.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, but – oh, yes, tell me about it. But, no, what I'm talking about is port-aheads. You've seen them.
Yeah.
You can come in here and you could even put a little – you know, you could put the ones out there where you can wash your hands. And then, yeah, okay, if you have to strain them out. But maybe it's time to put three or four of those out in various spots around our city to at least give people a place to go to the bathroom.
Well, maybe you find a couple of the more responsible homeless sorts and pay them to clean the toilets.
Hey, why not? You know what? It puts people to work. Go Good News Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
You know, but it puts a business that provides these out. Is it time to do that? You know, and I can tell you where the first three ought to be is right across the street from the Yuba Street across from the VA Center, right there. They've got that open area right there. Why not put it there? Now, I'll tell you why. Because the city will talk to you about, oh, insurance, blah, blah, who's going to pay for this? Well, trust me. I have a feeling if you ask the merchants. Now, this is something the Downtown Reading Business Association would have paid for. I can promise you that. That use some of that money to put downtown port-aheads in places so people would have a, you know, place to go to the bathroom besides right in the doorway of your business. Anyway, going back to the original premise here, that this was going to save money, it was going to keep people out of jail, is completely blown out of the water. Violent crime has not spiked. However, as the report says over and over and over again, was that but stolen cars seems to be a lot of stolen cars. Well, yeah. Here's the problem. Right now, there's no violent crime. But violent crime, except in L.A., where violent crime rose 14%. Isn't that interesting? However, the rest of the crime's down. So if you look at overall averages, it's down. Is violent crime going to start rising? And they said that, well, the counties were supposed to be, you know, the counties were given a lot of money to be able to put up all these new programs. Well, I haven't seen a new program yet for ours, except, you know, we do have them down there. That's not true. We have sent some of our people down to Shasta College. They've graduated a few of them, but we don't still have no overarching plan. That one that we sent, we have people working on all the time, like the sheriff and the DA and all their reps like this, working on this overall plan. I haven't seen the blueprint for, you know, that, you know, the safety blueprint. That still hasn't come out. Or if it has come out, it was weak, and they sent it back in again. And so, you know, the final edition has not hit the streets yet. However, there are so many things that could be done easily. I saw, you know, guess who's in the paper? Eureka. I'm sorry, Yreka is in the paper because they're looking at building these little small houses, which is what this guy Christian said. Build these tiny houses for people to live in. That can have a bed and a, you know, has a bed and a kitchen and a little bed, little cottage things. They're small, tiny houses, but you can live in them. And they're talking about it being that spot that gives people a place to live as they transition back into society. You know what? I am not a bleeding heart, but I'm looking at different ideas than what we have now. Absolutely does not work.
Did you know there's an ordinance that you cannot build a house? And I believe it's this county. I know it's in Josephine County, up in Oregon, of less than, I think, 900 square feet. It's an absolute, you cannot build, even for a single person, you cannot have a dwelling of less than 900 square feet. And the reason for that, of course, is that the builders' interests say, oh, no, we want to be building these nice big, you know, houses and not these itty-bitty ones that we can't make any money on.
Well, that could be. But these kind of things, I think that you could probably put up with exceptions. The only thing you need is a place to do it and all the other, you know, the sewage and all that stuff that goes in with it. And, you know, that's it's costly. It's costly. But toilets aren't. Yes, there would have to be cleaning products, gloves, and that kind of stuff. But I, you know what? I'm thinking Good News Rescue Mission could probably do this. And have
make
their people,
part of a rehab
they could
program.
They could put up, you know, I mean, it could be, you know, they're cleaning there, and they could work with the company that pumps them. There's all types of things that can be done, but obviously something needs to be done. Why doesn't, I mean, this is not rocket science. Why doesn't somebody just come up with this? Why doesn't somebody in city council just say, you know what? Yes, they are. They're doing this, so we need to put up bathrooms. And they don't have to be unsightly bathrooms. They can be three here, two here, a couple over there. And you put out 10 bathrooms in the places where it's the worst, so people will have a place to go to the bathroom.
Yes,
besides on the street. It's the whole thing is a sanitation thing. Oh, we just make it easy. You know, where's the money going to come from? If I hear that one more time from the city council, I'm going to scream. And people ought to. You know what you ought to do? You ought to go up to them and scream in their faces the next time they say that. Well, then don't give raises this time. Just, you know, take some of the money, do things. You're talking about being able to to give money. It comes out of, you know, for raises. Fine. You want to keep your people. Oh, we can't hire people because we're not paying them enough. Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe you're not working hard enough.
Wrap your brain around this one. On the way in, there was a shopping cart laying, turned over, garbage strewn everywhere, right next to the tracks. Let's suppose it was on the tracks, and here comes the northbound freight carrying who knows what in those tanks and everything else, barreling through town. Mr. Engineer sees that and has to hit the brakes in town. Can you spell derail of some very nasty stuff? And so whoever decided that was just a great spot to dump a shopping cart in the middle of the tracks.
A shopping cart, they'll just go right through it. They go through cars. I bet they drive through cows out there, and you never know about it.
I don't know.
You would never know about a shopping cart.
In that particular area, it could lead to a derail, though.
Oh, and maybe if it was a car, or you know, maybe if they hit their brakes because there was a person, you know, running at them. But I'm not sure if a shopping cart would do that. But here's what you. But you're absolutely right about this. It doesn't have to be a shopping cart. It could be anything down here. That could derail a train that's got this stuff on it. I mean, people need to know about it. Okay, we've got to take a break. We've just been
ranting. It's a good rant.
Yeah, and here's the question. Let's contact the DRBA. They're always good for projects like this. Well, I think so, except Kristen Schrader did away with the DRBA. Yeah.
She said
that, oh, no, that DRBA doesn't do anything. And then now they're harassing Mike Quinn. Which is in itself is funny, and I'll talk about that when I get back, along with Ray Mabus, the Secretary of the Navy, who I really have a bone to pick with. Oh, yeah. This guy is, you know, when President Obama appointed him, he said, hey, can you destroy the Marine Corps? And he says, yeah, it's going to take me a couple of years to break their morale. But he says, but I think I can do it before you're out of office. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. A veteran-owned business located at 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, the best tobacco shop you're going to find anywhere in Northern California. And they treat veterans very, 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 very well there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Yeah! I want you to go to your front door right now. I want you to be in your car. I want you to roll down the window and look at those people next to you. Make sure they don't look like they're armed or anything. And yell, "I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore." Yeah.
1976 movie Network.
You know what? And the thing is, it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. Hey, okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Des, that movie was called The Network. This is from the chat room. It's called The Network with
Albert Finney, I believe.
Well, I don't know if that wasn't Albert Finney, was it?
No, that was somebody else.
Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Started the business 6 years ago during this horrible recession we were in and succeeded greatly. Why? Customer service, great gunsmithing, always having the pistols and long guns that people wanted and shotguns, the shooting accessories, the ammo, the hard-to-get ammo. He would go out and spend all night looking for online and then having it delivered to the shop so people could have it for their hunting and shooting needs. All of this at Bastiani Arms, not going to get any better. They give classes on concealed carry, classes on hunter safety, all of this. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, 222-8222. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Okay.
William Holden.
William Holden, yeah, was in that movie along with
Faye Dunaway, Peter, yeah, Finch. Yeah,
that was Peter Finch that was the one that gave him the screening. Ray Mabus, Secretary of Navy. He was talking to Obama several years ago, and President Obama said to Secretary Mabus, who was the Secretary of Navy, "How can you destroy the Marine Corps?" He said, "Well, it's not going to be easy because they've got well over 250 years of tradition and strength, and they're the finest fighting force in the world." He says, "But if you want me to, Mr. President, I'm going to put my mind to it." He says, "Oh, yes. Yes. And what you say is this. Oh, if we're more diverse, we're going to be stronger," which, of course, is stupid. It is not true. If that was the case, you would have short, white, fat people on basketball teams. If it's more diverse, then it's going to be better. It makes you stronger. No, that's not true. What's true is that if you have to be smart if you want to do diversity in anything, you have to be smart about it. So here Mr. Mabus said several months ago that he wants to make 25% of the Marine Corps, 25% of the Marine Corps female. Okay. There's lots of females in the Marine Corps. females and women do a great job. Women Marines, gosh, you know what? They are hardcore. They are tough-spirited. They are smart. They are tenacious. They're good people. They're good people. You want to have them around you. But 25%, what kind of impact is that going to have on readiness? And then here's the big one. The Marine Corps, as the president required all of the services to do, is take a look at opening all of their MOSs, that's military occupational specialties, open to women. The Marine Corps did a 9-month study by putting 400 Marines together out at 29 Palms, a tough place out there, 29 Palms. It's in the desert in California, in Southern California. You've never been there. You need to drive through there one day.
29 stumps.
What they have found, 29 stumps. What they have found at 136 different tasks when they integrated the squads integrating with men and women in one group would have men and women in a squad and not, you know, not a majority of women, but just integrated into the squads. And then you had all male squads. They found that 93 of the 134 tests they gave, the all male squads outperformed the integrated squads. Well, excuse me, but yeah. And so after doing this, Mabus, in his infinite wisdom, dissed the whole Marine Corps by saying, oh, they went into it already with the decision made. Oh, it wasn't a fair test. I mean, he says this. The sergeant major of the unit that was testing this, that was over the testing of this, a Navy Cross recipient, excuse me, calls the SecNav out. So that's a lie. That's not true. That is absolutely not true. And since then, Duncan Hunter, a Marine, who is a congressman, has called for this guy to resign and get out of the job, because if you're going to ignore a 9-month study that your people are on all the time, why would you even have them do it? He says, I'm not going to ask for exemptions for any job in the Marine Corps. What an idiot. This guy is such an idiot. If that's the case, Mr. Mabus, why don't you have your daughter, you know, swim on the men's swimming team or whatever team she's on? Why don't you just have it completely integrated? And guess what? Your daughter won't be playing. That's why. And because that there are certain things that men just do better. I'm sorry. I'm not talking mentally. I'm talking physically. And this is what they're talking about.
This makes as much sense as passing a law that men should have half the babies. It doesn't work.
When Mr. LaMoffa, who's going to be on this Friday, one of the first questions I'm asking, and I'm sending him off today, just say, just so you'll know, this is what I'm going to ask. This one question is, will you support or will you introduce a bill that calls for the Secretary of the Navy to step down? Or will you, I'd like to see a comment. I would like to see statements about this guy who is literally trying to destroy the Marine Corps. Oh, no, we're just going to open it up to him. We're just going to do it. You know what? I don't care. Well, then, you know what? Then we just need to make those procedures. We have to make those standards just a little bit different. What an idiot. Okay, so here's the SEALs. Okay, we'll open it up. They just have to pass Hell Week.
Yeah.
Which 90% of the men can't do, so maybe they will have a woman. But here's the thing is, so what if you get one woman that makes it through? And I'm not talking G.I. Jane, but so what if you get a woman who makes it through? What is she going to do then? Having worked with SEAL teams, having been around SEAL teams a lot in my life, and even more so now, how exactly is that woman going to fit in there? Into that SEAL team. So you're going to change the whole thing because somebody's a woman? And I'm just not seeing it. It's like the Rangers. Are those two women that made it through Ranger school, you know, that were shepherded through Ranger school, are they going to have a Ranger tab? Are they going to be assigned to a Ranger unit? And if so, how is that going to work? It'll be interesting to see that. To see how that happens. But what is, do you change the whole structure for one or two women? Should you do that?
More than ever, this day and age, I'm sorry, war is a brutal, nasty business.
It hasn't changed a bit.
Hasn't changed. If anything, it's gotten worse with the rise of what we're seeing in the Middle East. And
oh, I want to talk about that too. Yeah. I haven't gotten into that. Oh, by the way, Jarhead says, Carl, why are you picking on us short, white, fat people? Because, you know, I'm just, you know, it's just. you know, it's diversity. If a diversity truly strengthens an organization, then I mean, it's the whole premise. While it can work in, you know, it can be, you know, it can kind of work on a certain level of, you know, of philosophy. When it gets down where the rubber meets the road, it doesn't work like that, Mr. Mavis. I'm just appalled at this man. 8 o'clock here on the 29th September. We're going to change gears here. We're going to have Haven Humane when we come back. We got a lot of things to talk about. What's going on this week? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Planned Parenthood under fire today on Capitol Hill over videos that appear to show its members bartering with baby body parts. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz questions whether Planned Parenthood deserves or even needs federal funding.
What I don't want to tolerate, what I don't want to become numb to, is wasting those taxpayer dollars. And as best I can tell, we're going to have a hearing here, this is an organization that doesn't need federal subsidy.
Several Republican presidential candidates have condemned Planned Parenthood for its procedures. The Senate, meanwhile, moving forward on a short-term government funding bill that will avert another government shutdown. We get the details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Current funding ends on October 1st, and unless the House and the Senate move quickly, a government shutdown will follow. Even if there is an agreement, the funding issue is far from over. The battle this time was over funding in the bill for Planned Parenthood, but the battle next time is likely to be over Planned Parenthood and ending current budget caps enacted through sequestration. The budget caps have affected both domestic and defense programs.
That is Linda Kenyon reporting from Capitol Hill. National Hurricane Center forecaster Jack Bevin says Tropical Storm Joaquin, brewing up over the Atlantic, is not expected to threaten land anytime soon.
Not at the present time. Now, it's not a done deal that will remain the case, but for the moment, the forecast track keeps the system offshore.
Joaquin is expected to slowly strengthen over the next 2 days. Right now, maximum sustained winds clocking in at about 40 miles an hour. Stocks have steadied this morning on Wall Street after a big plunge yesterday that saw the Dow lose more than 300 points. Worries over China have resurfaced in recent days, and Fed officials continue to signal they may raise interest rates soon. Right now, though, the Dow up 53 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Scientists are reporting that Mars appears to have not only frozen water, but even flowing streams of salty water, at least in the summertime when some of that ice melts. NASA's John Grunsfeld.
From the Curiosity rover, we now know that Mars once was a planet very much like Earth, with warm, salty seas, with freshwater lakes, probably snow-capped peaks and clouds and a water cycle, just like we're studying here on Earth.
Now Grunsfeld hopes that the latest findings will stimulate further research, possibly a mission to Mars.
Our journey to Mars is a science-led expedition right now, but soon I hope we'll be sending humans to the Red Planet to explore, and science will lead the way.
And NASA says its latest observations strongly support the longtime theory that salt water flows down certain Martian slopes each summer. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Government researchers say what they call deplorably few college students are warned properly by doctors about the dangers of alcohol or drugs or encouraged to cut down or abstain altogether.
While about three-quarters of the respondents were asked about drinking and smoking and drug use in this study, less than half were given any kind of advice about the health risks that are associated with drinking and smoking and drug use.
That is study author Ralph Hingson. He says it's problematic that young people in colleges are less likely to receive the advice from their doctors. They're actually the people, he says, who may need it most.
They're the ones who are most likely to engage in those behaviors, particularly the drinking behaviors. So precisely the people who should be receiving advice to reduce or stop drinking are the ones that are least likely to receive that advice.
The findings published yesterday in Pediatrics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning here on the 29th of September. Gosh, we're running out of September. We're running quick into Christmas.
I got to play my Earth, Wind, and Fire a couple more times.
Yeah, what's
we're
the?
All
yeah, what's the? There's still fires going on out there too.
A few out there. Most of them are in the mop-up phase. The we can certainly look that up for you. On a more immediate note, plentiful sunshine today. The high will be around 87 degrees, overnight low of 57, so we're heading into that good sleeping weather. Temperatures are tapering off over the next couple of days. It will see a warmer weekend with highs into the mid-90s. Let's take a quick look ahead. No rain in sight until next Tuesday, when there's maybe a 20% chance by next Thursday, though. We're calling for rain showers. That's far enough away. I'm going to kind of go on that one. Right now it is 63 degrees in Reading, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, a veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and at least for a little bit longer, then we can talk about it. Their customers are warm friends because of the propane. It's, like I said, a veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by View 202. Now, as you know, Linda's been singing down there for 3 months. Keeps getting held over for brunch at View 202 every Sunday. Well, not this time. Not so fast. She will be there Sunday, but she'll be there singing from 6 to 8 on the veranda. So I think you're going to really have a great time then. So she's still going to be there. It's a new sound, too, new people and a completely new sound. She'll also be back, though, on the next week, back to brunch for 2 weeks and then back into the evenings. But for this Sunday at View 202, she'll be playing from 6 to 8 p.m.
And your lovely wife is currently cutting an album?
She's cutting an album right now, in fact. And then she will be leaving tomorrow. She's having a reunion. They're having a mini gold digger reunion over on the coast. So some of the girls flew in from Greece, and they're getting together out there. This should be quite an interesting. I just said, I wish I could be a fly on the wall for that one. anyway, View 202, give them a call, 226-8439. Well, I am here today with the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and Diane Herner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Diane. Diane, I'm not going to ask any questions, okay? I'm not going to say that. I heard that you were making the run through Sturgis. I'm not even going to ask questions about
that.
Okay. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Diane,
good morning. Hey, big week.
Yeah.
Oh, huge week. This Saturday, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yep, this Saturday, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Is there any tickets left? I mean,
we have a few where it looks like we're going to close off sales tomorrow because we've got to get a head count to Wind River. And so tomorrow will be the last day to get them. So today, really, we need to get them today because we're going to have to close that off tomorrow afternoon. We have a few seats left, but yeah, it's
going to be too many. There can't be too many seats left.
No, we're almost to where we were last year. We actually added a couple extra tables this year, so we can fit a few extras. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night. We've got a lot of stuff planned. We'll talk about it quite a bit today.
Well, good. I know that I'm going to be there, of course. I'm emceeing for the third or fourth year. That just have a great time. We just have a great time with this. One, we support what you do. I mean, 100%. I can't think of I look at all the good things that are being done in this town by individuals and people. And without the constant work that you guys are doing, or you people are doing over there, and just imagine what our county would look like. Frankly, with all the animals that you all pick up, all the animals that are brought to you, all the animals you rescue, I mean, it just would just be a debacle. And this is a good chance, the Bark, Wine, and Brew, this Saturday, to come in and support it. So what else is happening, though, just besides the great dinner and having a great time?
Well, I'll let Diane talk about it because this is her event, and I'm really excited to have her on board, and she's been doing a fantastic job with this, and her head hasn't exploded yet, which is a bonus. But she's doing great with it, so I'll let her explain this.
Well, we're going to be having a fantastic silent auction. We have some amazing packages. I'm really excited about what we've been able to bring in. And we have a live auction. We have several vacation packages. And one of the highlights is actually the executive chef from View 202 will be serving a private dinner for 8.
Well, let me tell you, Destin is great. And he can cook in either the Caribbean mode. He has studied in Europe. He's from down south. If you've eaten any of his food at View 202 or had that opportunity, you know, for brunch you can have fried chicken and waffles, which is a southern thing, with sawmill gravy and maple syrup, which is just outstanding. Or he can just fix about anything, frankly. And so that's going to be one of the raffle items. Is that
no? But this is going to be a live item.
A live item.
A live auction.
Okay.
Item.
So does that mean that he'll come to your house and prepare?
He's actually gonna. We're gonna do it at my home, and so all you need to do is bring yourself and 7 guests to my home. He is going to be working out the menu with the guests and myself, and we're also going to do wine pairing with that.
Wow!
So you have to do nothing. You just have to show up.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just show up and eat.
Yep. I think you should bid on that.
Of course. We always bid on things. I come down there and we just buy things. And in the silent auction stuff, too. What kind of silent auction stuff do you have? I mean,
At silent auction, we have several wine packages. And, of course, we have some animal, cat, and dog packages, and there's so many to name.
Okay, there's you know what? What we're talking about here is just a tremendous amount of stuff that people can get on for this Saturday at Bark, Wine, and Brew. And there are a few tickets left, but we need to cut them off tomorrow. So you can put down how many people are going to be there at Wind River and how many years. What's for dinner?
Dinner, you have two choices. It's tri-tip or it's a pasta primavera. It's actually linguine primavera.
Oh, okay.
And tickets are $40, and you can purchase them online at havenhumane.org.
Okay. And we're going to take a quick break here. I'm here with Mark Story and Diane Herner from Haven Humane. Of course, Mark's the jefe out there. And Diane, though, is the events coordinator. And what is your title?
Director of Development.
Director of Development. Okay. Well, that sounds like. And, I mean, well, this Bark, Wine, and Brew sounded like a big one. You know, last year it was a sellout. I mean, literally a sellout to the point where people were going, where am I going to sit? Where am I going to sit? But you got everybody there, buddy. Everybody made it there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. Linda, of course, is on assignment on Tuesdays. And Turtle Bay is having their groundbreaking for their hotel right now, right around this time frame. So if you get a chance, head on down there. And, of course, you can still listen to us there with your iPhone or surrogate. We'll be right back.
View 2202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Bott here. It is 8:18 in the morning here on the 29th of September. 63 degrees, weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Pro. Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business, 365-3793. 63 degrees, 86 today. It's going to be another beautiful day out there. I hope everybody's going to have a good time. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. The cold weather is coming. Is your heating system work? I know they fixed your cooling system, but if you have separate systems, does your heating system work? Why don't you have Alliance Heating and Air? A better known business, been in the business for 20 years in the whole northern state area here. Come down and take a look at your systems. Voted best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air. Must be a reason for that. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Also voted best in the North State, Haven Humane. I just made that up because I'm not sure what you would run for, but I just made it up. But you are best in the North State when it comes to Haven Humane. So for animal taking care of. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of the of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who is the
Director of Development.
Director of Development. That's right. Now,
I get it.
You know what? Yeah. It's going to take me a while. Okay, now we're here talking about Bark, Wine, and Brew. And we've got a lot of other things to talk about. But let's continue a little bit more about Bark, Wine, and Brew in the sense that it's going to be Saturday. You've got room for tickets for one more day, mm-hmm. and you've got a few tickets left. What's the number people should call?
The number they should call. Actually, the best way is to go to havenhumane.org.
Okay.
And register online. There's a link, and you can purchase them, and then you're automatically registered. It's $40.
Okay. What if I don't have a computer or my computer is not working? Then you can just call, right?
Then you can call,
and then people will make arrangements that way.
Yes, and you can call either 241-1653. You can call 241-5262, which is directly to Diane's office. If they don't answer, then call 1653, and they'll look for them for you. But, yes, you can call. Okay. Or you can come into Haven Humane Society. We're
just
open
walk in and get the tickets that way. But don't just walk in on Saturday thinking you're going to have a spot.
Correct.
Because we know that that's not going to happen.
That is correct.
In fact, I'm just looking forward. I'm going to get there early, as I told you, just to sit there and watch Mark and Diane. As people start pouring through the doors, and just watching as they fill as the rooms fill with people, just to watch you two get everybody seated.
I'm not going to be seating people. I'm going to be sitting with you.
Are
watching.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, because Diane is
I'm taking care of everything.
Diane's got it all.
I will be welcoming people to the event. Okay. She has it very organized. We're going to have assigned seating for everybody, which will be a little bit different this year, which will be nice. So people won't have to worry about trying to find that table, and we're trying to put everybody with the people that they want to be with. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event. And, you know, yes, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, which is an extremely important thing for Haven Humane Society and for us to be able to provide the services that we do for the animals that we care for and the people that we help. But more importantly, this is our one chance a year where we can celebrate our successes. And so that's what we look at, and that's why we have a lot of fun. And Carl, you know this because you've been there
Absolutely.
For the last 3 years with us. And
helping your volunteers, the people that are there working there. I mean, this is not something – yeah, people get salaries for doing this. But every Friday when Spencer walks in here with a different animal, I think this last week was with a bird.
It was Dora.
She probably is gone, right?
You know what? I'm not sure if she is or not, but I don't remember seeing her yesterday, so she may be, but I'm not positive.
Okay, you know, and he brings in, like, and I've got photos of the pot-bellied pig he carried in that one day. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, a pig. And then that, of course, gone the same day. And I see Spencer there, and then I see the people you have working there, Diane, and then your veterinarians and Captain Smith. And I mean, just all these people, they're there to make this work. You know, I don't... You know, and I'm probably not the right person to be saying this in front of you all. I don't think animals are mystical things. I think, though, that they provide a spot in our lives that we need, that there's an opening in our lives that an animal, a pet, something like that needs to be in your life, whether it's a snake or a bird or a turtle or a hamster or a goat or a cat or 12 dogs or 46 cats, there's a need there.
Well, let's keep it down
someplace.
To six.
Well, I'll keep it to six. But, I mean, I think that, Bob. I mean, I know you've got
I have
multiple animals.
I have it, yes. My mom, I love her. If she's listening, she's going to kill me. But she's working on the cat lady thing. We're trying to do intervention.
Karen Bozeman, a friend of ours, I gave her a card that had the six little kittens in the box. Mm-hmm. And it said, starter kit for a cat lady. I thought that was hilarious. Karen, not so crazy about that because she's got several cats. So, but I think that there's a spot there in people's lives. And
Absolutely.
You all provide the opportunity for people to fill that void.
Yeah, I agree. And I can't imagine living without a dog or a cat in my life. I just really can't do it. They provide a lot for me personally, and I know they do for a lot of people as well. But I think more importantly, we provide that, but we're also the voice for these animals that don't have a voice. And so, you know, yes, we're going to turn them around and hopefully adopt them or find their families and put them back in their forever homes or find them new forever homes. But there's plenty of animals that they need a little bit more than that. You know, they might need vet care. There might be a case pending because somebody mistreated them, and we need to figure out why and make sure they don't ever do that again. So, you know, we are the voice for those animals. And, you know, you mentioned it. It is the people that make the difference. And I'm blessed with a fantastic team of people. And it starts with the staff, but it certainly doesn't end there. I've got an amazing board of directors that is very supportive. We've got amazing
volunteers. Who is on your board of directors?
Volunteers.
I don't think I've ever asked. Is it okay for you to tell, or do people want to
keep
it?
Yeah, it's on our website. We've got a list of all of our board of directors in a little bio.
Is there like 20 of them, or is there?
Right now we have 10 board of directors.
Who's the chairman right now?
Right now it's Josh Lowry.
Josh Lowry, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The XDA?
Yes, that's correct.
He's in a private practice now.
He is. And Josh has been a part of our board for
Josh Lowry, really?
2012.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Josh is fantastic.
That surprises,
big animal person.
That surprises me. I know a son.
I do as well. He worked for us for a while.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, Bob.
Can you explain to me the level of connection between you and the not terribly popular National Humane Association of the United States, or whatever they're called, the NUTS?
The Humane Society of the United States. Sure, I can explain that. I do want to say Dora was adopted. I just got a text. Dora was adopted. She is in a forever home because of Spencer bringing her out, and she is a really cool bird.
She's a cool bird.
Yes.
You know, any bird that poops on Spencer during the show is okay with me.
Exactly. So Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, and I will throw ASPCA in there as well. We are not affiliated with either organization whatsoever.
Or PETA.
Well, that's completely different. HSUS and ASPCA are basically lobbyists, and they lobby for laws that help out animals. Do we agree with a lot of their lobbying? Absolutely, 100% we do, because a lot of their lobbying has improved the quality of life for many animals,
and
they've saved
them. But there's some wing nuts in that mix.
People tell me all the time, oh, I give to you guys all the time. I give to HSUS. None of that money filters down to local organizations. Not a single penny of it. None of it does. It all goes to them and their lobbying efforts.
And something like that, 75-80% goes to salaries and all those kind of things. Yeah, I don't know what the numbers
to that are.
It's really high.
I know ASPCA says all the time that, you know, they have a Sarah McLachlan and the sad stuff and all that. And I can't stand those commercials. But you can get an animal and they'll send you a picture of an animal. To my knowledge, ASPCA has one shelter and it's in New York, and that's it. The money just simply doesn't filter down to the local shelters. Now, they do have some grants from time to time that do help out with, like, emergency evacuations, but those are very specific grants. So some of that does, but we haven't received any money from HSUS or ASPCA in years, and they don't filter that down. So your monthly donations don't go. So if you want to keep your money local and keep the donations towards helping local North State animals, then I would suggest donating to one of Haven Humane Society or any of the local rescues that rescue animals locally, because that money stays local.
Stays here, and it helps the animals locally. It helps take care of those. It keeps the money here as salaries and for food that they buy. I mean, everything just stays here.
Correct.
It doesn't go away.
And thanks, Bob, for asking that question. I really do appreciate that because I get that a lot.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. I don't think we've asked that question in a while, so it's a good question because, you know, some people think that, oh, yeah, that everything comes back. No, nothing comes back.
Right.
It's like some of the corporations around here. You give them money. They pay salaries and some taxes, but the majority of it goes back to New York or Los Angeles or things like that.
A lot of these organizations, that money stays at the top, and they're driving nice cars, and the local organizations are scraping.
Right, and I don't know how that works with HSUS and ASPCA, and I do want to say that we do agree with most of the stuff they lobby for, and they do great work in this country and in this world for helping out the animals in this world. So I don't want to say that we're against them, because we're not.
There are aspects of what they go after that you are totally
correct. But
you
that,
would never support.
Right. The bottom line is that money doesn't come to us.
And if there's a question, you need to call you and say,
if it's a local question, absolutely call us.
Okay. Let's take a little bit of an early break because Diane is sitting here with all these things she wants to share about the Bark, Wine, and Brew. And I want to talk about laws that have been passed or maybe pending that are going to have an impact on organizations like yours.
Okay.
I know that it you never complain about things like this, but I also think that there's things that happen probably that make your job a lot harder, and could there's ways we can assist with that. So we'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl Bach, and this is Free Fire Radio. It's 8:29 in the morning, 63 degrees out there, going up to 86. It is the beautiful, beautiful Tuesday, the 29th of September. We'll be right back after this message.
Here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta County, are you ready to put your dancing shoes on? Average White Band is coming to town September 30th. Renowned for their funk soul sound and danceable hits like Cut the Cake and Pick Up the Pieces, Average White Band is anything but average. Don't miss them. September 30th at the Cascade. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Walking the dog. Yes, the walking bird dog.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you
how. That's a good chorus. Walking the dog. 8:33 in the morning, 63 degrees out there, going up to 86 today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great haircuts. It's like a Cheers of barbershops, I think. You go in, three people, DC, Tim, and Logan. It's a better-known business. Man's Last Stronghold. I know that because it says it right on the window when you walk in. It says Man's Last Stronghold. You sit in there, you get great haircuts, and just have it's like catching up on everything. Then you walk down the street a little bit further, and there's Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Get your get breakfast and lunch there and a free hug as soon as you walk through the door. Hey, do we have an update, Bob, on what's happening out on
273?
273.
Would
you check that, please?
I was just going to say I went down there for the German dinner last Friday.
Yeah.
Changed a bunch of plans just so we could go there.
Good?
Oh, yeah. Had the sauerbraten.
Oh. Okay, stop it. You know what? You're
going to. You were going to go.
You're going. I know. You're going to run the microphone when you're, you know, and you're drooling on it like that. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who is the development manager,
director
of development, which is even better than manager. Hello, Diane. And you've been sitting. I have not been ignoring you. Bark, Wine and Brew.
Yes.
You've got some things you want to talk about among some of those great things that are going to happen there.
Right. First off, I'd like to thank a few of our sponsors for their support, because without their support, this event would not happen. KRCR, Shasta Printing and Advertising, Sleepy Hollow, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and The Harvest Company.
Wow.
We have some great sponsors.
The latest on the on Highway 273 is going to be closed till at least 9 a.m.
Yeah, fatal accident.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. It's going to be. It's north of South Bonneview Road. The sponsors you have there are outstanding. I mean, you know, when you go out after sponsors, what do you tell them? Or what do you say to them? I mean, you obviously can't twist arms or anything like this. Well, maybe you can. That goes out when you're saying, "Hey, we're having our Bark, Wine and Brew. What can you do for us?" Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, we send out a packet to them, and we send a letter showing where their money's going to, how they're helping Haven, a few stories. And, it also goes to Dogathon and Bark, Wine, and Brew. So all these sponsors basically had a sponsorship all year. So they help us out, and we help them out, getting their name out there.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of times that when you get this many people together at an event, I mean, because this is one of the largest events. And I'll go to, I'll go to some, and I'll see, like 180, 150. But when you get up to that, how many do you have now?
We're around 300.
Right. When you have 300 people, that's a lot of people. And, and here's the other thing, too, is that I see different people at Bark, Wine, and Brew than I see in some other of these. And I find that interesting. You know, I mean, trust me, Library Foundation, Turtle Bay, right. One Safe Place, Harvest of Hope. I go to all of those. And yours is as well attended as anybody's. And along with some of you see some of, the old familiar faces, you see a lot of new people, too. And I say that's because of what you offer out there and that it's kind of a different group. But these are people that come in that are out there supporting taking care of animals, whether they're pets or large animals, strays, or those that have been rescued. So,
yeah, and we've got a lot of stuff planned for this event, and Diane's going to talk a little more about it. But one of the highlights every year is the slideshow, and so I just finished the slideshow yesterday. It's shorter than last year, thankfully, because it was a little too long last year. And I'll tell you what, it was hard to get it a whole lot shorter because we are so busy. And
you're doing a lot of things down there.
So the slideshow is going to be fun. It's going to show a lot of what we did. But one of the cool things this year that we did is we actually took a very popular song. I'm not going to ruin it. We'll talk about it next month. We took a very popular song this summer, and we rewrote it, and we did a whole video with the staff. And it's a lot of fun, and it's going to show the fun human side of Haven Humane. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. I think people are really going to enjoy it. I'm very pleased with the way the video and the audio came out. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of stuff planned for that. And then, of course, we have a couple of surprises that we have planned in there as well. So, like I said, it's a celebration of our successes this year. And so I enjoy going to it. It always warms my heart to see all the people that come out to it and support us. Because we do have a difficult job, and I think it's really important to focus on the animals that we are able to save, and that number gets bigger and bigger every year, and every year we get one step closer to a North State with no more homeless pets, and it's because of everybody that comes to Bark, Wine, and Brew, and everybody that supports us throughout the year, and the sponsors, and the donors, and the volunteers, and you guys, the media that has been so, so supportive of us over the years.
I don't see how, when it comes to something like this, that people can at least help in some ways. I mean, it's kind of like, to me, it's, you know, in it's the competition for the dollar in Reading is absolutely horrendous. And I don't mean that in a horrendous bad, but I mean, it's just because you're looking at One Safe Place, you're looking at Make-A-Wish, what else? Harvest of Hope, Library Foundation, Turtle Bay. I mean, I can just go on and on and on about things. So, and I've watched it over the years where, you know, it's just, it's gone down and down and down. I mean, you get people that are want to support, but they're not supporting five. They're supporting two.
Right.
And so, but I, but you all have managed to, you know, to maintain that because of the way you, you know, the way that things are happening there. Let me ask Diane a question here. Diane, had you ever been around Haven Humane before you, before you started working there?
I always have heard of Haven Humane, but I haven't been at this facility before.
Right, and you're a Reading resident. I mean, we've known you for years. And what is, I guess, as the director of development, you're introduced into this culture.
Absolutely, yes.
And what has been the thing that's really struck you?
The employees are so passionate about what they do there. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I tell my friends all the time, you can't believe how passionate these people are about their jobs and taking care of the animals and finding them homes. I mean, it far surpasses just being a job for them.
So it's, yeah, and I don't see how it could be anything else but that. But that's interesting that you, that you've gotten that. You know, one of the things I see is that you've got a trip to Napa.
I have a couple trips in the wine country. My favorite one is a trip to Sonoma County. It's in Guerneville. It's a two-night stay at the Boone Hotel and Spa. It includes two 60-minute deep tissue massages, a bottle of wine, wine tasting, picnic lunch, and appetizers. And that was donated by the Boone Hotel and a local family here, the Stewarts.
Okay. Deep tissue massage. I'm not sure that. Can you walk away after that one?
Or, you'll feel great.
You'll feel great. Okay. Hey, it's you've got a lot of other things going on here this month, too.
We do, yeah.
Let's kind of like start, let's catch a few of these before we come back. For Second Tuesday Club?
Yeah, Second Tuesday
October
Club.
October the 13th.
Yep, it's going to be at Upper Crust Pizza on Churn Creek. They make great pizzas. They actually helped us out a lot last year as well because we did our Pennies for the Pups with some of the elementary schools, and they sponsored that as well, which was fantastic. So Upper Crust Pizza is one of our favorite sponsors. They do a great job. And so that will be, what did we say that was? October 13th, Tuesday night.
And I checked it on the calendar.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't want to make that mistake again. And a portion of the proceeds will go to Haven and helping out our animals.
Okay, you have a volunteer orientation this Saturday, October 3rd.
We do.
It's going to be a big day for you
it
guys.
It is. Yeah, it really is. And our volunteer pool is just really, really growing, and it's amazing. I love seeing those lime green shirts out there. We have gone to about 60 active volunteers. When I started in 2013, we had about 12 to 15 active volunteers, and we're up to 60. I am not taking any credit for that. That is all from my amazing staff, Wendell, our volunteer coordinator, Celeste, who is our new behavior specialist, and, you know, all of the team working together to get these volunteers, and the volunteers are just having a great time. They're doing so much more with the animals, and it's making a difference.
You have
really,
a behavior
really
specialist on
we do.
Your team now?
Yep, we do. We've had one, actually, for years. We have a new behavior specialist named Celeste. So it's for the animals, not for the people.
I was going to say, I've noticed this change in your attitude. It's been very positive lately.
Yeah.
So it's, do I have a little clicker here?
That's going to be Saturday at 10 a.m., the volunteer orientation.
You know what? I did not realize that October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
It is.
So that's great. So this is a good chance to do it. Because you guys, you know what? I love on the Facebook page, when I look at it, it always seems like I've got a Haven Humane puppy or a dog, not a puppy, but a dog that's being adopted. There are a cat, something that's going through.
Yeah, we put up as many as we can on the Facebook page because people love to do that. And I will tell you that my goal is to put the goal that I've given them is to put half of the adoptions up on Facebook because some people just don't want their picture taken with the animals. I'm not sure why. I mean, I think it's cool. Besides, nobody's really looking at the people. They're looking at the animals. But
No. I look at the people.
Uh-huh.
I look at the person. I look at the animal.
See if they fit, if they match.
You know, I do.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Wait,
yes,
you do that?
I
do that because you look at them, you think, okay, because people's dogs or cats kind of like reflect their, you know, you think maybe they reflect their personality. But the And so, but I'm looking at the people, and I look at, you know, but the one thing they all have in common, they're all smiling.
Yeah.
And the dog or cat, actually, I mean, the cat, I mean, you can never tell if a cat's happy. But the dog looks happy. You know, it's like.
It's funny you say that, actually, because on the slideshow, I think my favorite picture of all is this burly biker guy. And he's smiling. He's so happy. And he's got this white cat in his lap. And he is just so happy. And he adopted this white cat. And it was just a match made in heaven for the two. And the picture is just, it's just classic.
Oh,
so
great.
It's my favorite picture on the slideshow.
You know what? That is so super. You know, when something like that happens. You know, because, you like to see something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you kind of look at people kind of, I'm not sure. But obviously they fit together. There's something there.
And our Facebook has really helped out with the networking. And, you know, you talked about all of the different organizations you can help. You know, if you're helping out other organizations in town, that's great. Get on our Facebook, like our Facebook Network Our Animals, because that helps. That helps immensely because it finds more homes for animals. Our Facebook has really blown up in the last couple of years because we're almost
a lot of likes on it right
away. We're almost
too.
To 6,000 likes now, and 5,000 was kind of that magic number we wanted to hit this year, and we hit it early this year, and then it's just continued to climb. And because of that, we have more animals that are being seen on our Facebook page, which is great, and which means that more animals are actually finding their lost families, as well as more animals are finding new forever homes.
The National Cat Day.
Yeah, National Cat Day will be October 29th. And we've got tons of adoptable cats at our Morgan Adoption Center, so just come in that day. And there'll be more to come on that. There'll probably be some kind of deal going on that day. I haven't decided what's going to happen, but that will be October 29th. So definitely come in and adopt a cat on that day.
You know, something I just saw yesterday, and but I see you've already got it here. Giving Tuesday, December 1st, is Giving Tuesday. Die.
Me, yes. December 1st, Giving Tuesday. We're very excited about that. The Shasta Regional Community Foundation has pulled together all the nonprofits, and so each nonprofit will have their portal, and so our supporters can go there. You can get up early in the morning in your PJs and just go online and donate. It'll be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they're going to have a bunch of incentives. So if we have the most donations, Haven Humane gets some extra funds, and if you're the first one and the last one that gets a donation in the day, so we're really going to start promoting this and pushing it. We're very excited about it.
Starts at 6 a.m. that morning and goes to 6 p.m. So if you're sitting there poised when it hits 6 a.m., go.
Absolutely, and keep going, keep pushing.
Keep pushing. There you go. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break.
Can I take a quick sidebar here? You mentioned Facebook likes and all that. There's another big hoax on Facebook right now saying that if you don't pay a fee, your stuff will become public you don't own your content. That's absolutely false. Those of you who are panicking and pasting the disclaimer on your news feed, you're just buying into the hoax. It is. I've double-checked. According to Mashable.com,
yeah,
it's
absolutely
false.
I saw that yesterday. That it's fake. It's all fake. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Call Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. It is 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on KCNR 1460. 63 degrees today. Going up right now, going up to 86 on the 29th of September. A Tuesday. A great day. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Everyone wants to be a hero. It's part of our DNA. Join One Safe Place as we honor local heroes, survivors, coaches, law enforcement, tribal leaders, military, and parents. Be a Hero to Your Children is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. With special keynote speaker, consultant to the NBA, MLB, NFL, educator and activist, TED Talks Tony Porter. Be a Hero to Your Children benefit dinner is on Thursday, October 22nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. To purchase your hosted table now before they're all gone, call One Safe Place at 244-0118, extension 206. Sponsored in part by Region 3 Safe Program and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And remember, not all heroes wear capes.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Funky dog. Nasty dog.
That's awesome. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Hey, tomorrow, Shelley Gibb will be with us from CareNet talking about the some of the legislation that's passing that has an impact on the pro-life clinics here in the state of California with a different viewpoint here. Later on this week, of course, Congressman Lamont will be with us Friday. And I can't wait to ask him questions about Boehner. And who's coming up next, and some of the other things that are happening there in Congress right now, because it's obviously in a state of flux, that with Boehner quitting this abruptly, and who's going to come in after him, and what Congressman LaMalfa thinks about what is happening around here too. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who is the Director of Development here. Of course, the big thing that's happening is this Saturday is the Bark, Wine, and Brew at Wind River. You can still get tickets by going online to Haven Humane and getting a ticket, but there's very few left, obviously. It's going to be over 300 people there, and all types of great things. Diane, you're the one that's put this thing on. And you look back at it, do you say to yourself, I didn't realize it was going to be this big, or that, you know, next year I'm going to blow this thing wide open?
I say all of that, but I knew it was going to be big, and I've been doing auctions for 7 years, but this is a lot of people, a lot of attendees. But I'm bringing some of my flavor over, switching things up a little bit, and I'm just going to try to make this one amazing, and then next, I'm already thinking about next year.
You almost have to on something like this. But I know I've worked with you before when you were at UPrep. You were putting on the events at UPrep. That was those are very successful.
Yes.
So this one is you've got a really good base here, but now to expand.
Absolutely. And we're working on getting just some spot on packages and raffle prizes. And so we have a GoPro Hero Silver that we're raffling off, so we're super excited about that.
Okay, those are the little cameras, right?
Yeah, the action cam, yeah.
Yeah,
like the one I had. Yeah. I had one of those when I was ziplining in Colorado, and I was absolutely astounded at the clarity in these.
And the high definition camera.
Oh, I mean, you could pick up people 400 yards away as they're coming racing at you, screaming out of control on the zip line until the very end when they caught them at the end. So, but I was really pleasantly surprised about how the clarity of them. And so you've got those there, huh?
I have that, and this is the new one with the so you can actually see what you're videotaping, which is.
Oh,
even
okay.
more exciting if you're into GoPro.
Because you have a lot of you got a lot of the video, and it's in a chip, by the way, and the chip's about the size of your fingernail.
Yeah.
That goes in it, and you've got lots. In this case, there's lots of it of my face going. Is this on? Is this on? Is this on?
Yeah.
So, no,
yeah,
really,
you'll be able to tell.
No, really, I'm
yeah,
going
yeah.
because it was bright outside and you couldn't see the blinking light. But now, if you can actually see what you're doing, I was never sure that. I was capturing everything. Okay, these are going to be auctioned?
This is a raffle, yes. And then we also have four annual passes.
No, this is a raffle, right?
It's a raffle.
Not an auction.
The GoPro Hero is in a raffle.
Okay.
So you're going to have to buy raffle tickets for that.
I'm going to buy raffle tickets.
Along with four annual passes to Six Flags. So.
Oh, the one down there, down from the grape mine, huh?
Yeah, not
the one in Vacaville.
Well, both.
Oh,
well, yeah, it does
well,
it
could
go
be three
both for both.
It,
yeah, it's good for any Six Flags.
Great. Okay. Well, those are super. These are new ones that you've got stuff here.
Yeah, it's we've definitely ramped up thanks to Diane and her team. They've been doing a fantastic job. So we've got a lot of great auction items, two really good raffle items. We're also going to have some balloon items.
Some balloon items, and then we're going to have a bidding frenzy.
Bidding frenzy.
A bidding frenzy?
Yep, and that's going to be a surprise.
You're going to do cards? Going to do little card things? Last man standing?
No?
No. Okay. All right. Oh, that's kind of cool too. People just put money in.
for money.
I'm just but I'm going to be out there announcing these things, you know. And then who's our auctioneer?
Lee left.
Oh, okay. Lee's there going to be. I've worked with Lee there plenty of times, and so that's going to be a lot of fun.
And then we have Lou White and the band playing.
Lou is absolutely fabulous. Linda loves Lou and playing with the band there. So it'll be. Oh, is it going to be dancing and everything after this?
Absolutely.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
And they play all types of music for all types of dancing.
Diane was adamant that she wanted people to stay later and dance, so she got a dance floor, and she is ramping that up, too. I'm excited.
Have you ever seen Mark dance? I have.
Not yet.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
I've seen you dance.
My wife is listening to this right now going, no, he hasn't.
Yeah, I have. At the time, you know, that Mark and I were out, and we said we were hunting. We were out dancing. Not together, though. Okay. Now, just kidding. Just kidding there. So there's going to be dancing afterwards. Great
yep.
dinner. Auction. Silent out. You know, we've been talking about this for an hour along with other things because this is really a good time. I really enjoy myself there. You know, I go to a lot of these, and some of them we enjoy more than others. I mean, we enjoy them all, but some are better. And this, I really like this one, and especially that slideshow you have. And then last year you had the people that brought the dog that they had.
Yep, we might have a surprise this year.
Oh, might have another surprise. Okay, all right.
And we're also having beer and wine tasting, some sampling and some appetizer sampling. So we have lots of activities.
Lots to do, lots of fun, lots to celebrate, lots of lives saved thanks to this amazing community and all the people that work hard for Haven. So come on out, get your tickets, havenhumane.org. You got today and tomorrow morning to get tickets. And after that, it's going to be sold out at that point. So come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Celebrate all of our successes and have some beer, some wine, dance, listen to a great band, and buy some cool stuff.
Okay. Out at Haven. What's your favorite? We need, of course, more forever homes. Which is your favorite animal right now out there that needs to have a forever home? Because I know you go through there.
Yeah. You know what? I think my favorite animal is Rachel, and she is a white pit mix. Probably she may not even have any pit in her, but I think she's probably like a Dalmatian something mix.
Mm-hmm.
She's real shy in the kennel, but once you crawl in, she just crawls right in your lap. She's been out in our play group with multiple dogs. She's definitely a favorite, but she's got my CEO's choice. She's one of my favorite animals there. And then I think the other one would be Sarabi, which is a cat that is just a beautiful cat. She's older and she has some issues, but she's really sweet and she loves to just sit in your lap. And
do you start the 28-pound cat?
I'm not sure if he was adopted. I think he was adopted, but I'm not positive.
Because this was while it was gone.
Yeah,
28 pounds of cat. That's not a cat.
I think
that's a puma.
Actually, he went to a rescue organization, took him.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they're going to find a forever home.
He's on a little treadmill right now, just working at it? Or
He might be on the treadmill. Yeah, he needed it, definitely. Yeah.
28 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody let him get really too big. Yeah, you definitely don't want your cats that big. It's not healthy.
Okay. All right, moving on. Okay, we've got a couple minutes here. Still have to tell us one more time where we can get tickets at havenhumane.org. And if you or call if you can't get through on the computer for some reason.
Yep, you can call 241-5262 first. If that doesn't go through, then 241-1653, and they can help you out.
Okay. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and I want to congratulate you on what a great job you've been doing for 2 years, buddy.
Thank you.
Over there. And then Diane Herner, who is the Director of Development, who has come up, just come aboard not too long ago, has obviously put a flair into the Bark, Wine, and Brew this year. Okay, hey, we're tomorrow, again, Shelley Gibbs from CareNet and a couple other surprises for everybody. What's going on, especially about what's going on in Syria? Have we been outmaneuvered in Syria? I want to talk about that tomorrow with a few other things that are happening. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's largest abortion business, subject of a congressional hearing today. Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz chairs a House panel that's holding that hearing.
Does this organization, does Planned Parenthood, really need federal subsidy? Does it need federal dollars?
Chaffetz lashing out at Planned Parenthood for exorbitant spending on salaries, travel, parties, and lobbying. Says the money's being spent on political activities as well, instead of providing health care for women. It's also the matter of those undercover videos that appear to show Planned Parenthood officials discussing the sale of infant tissue for research. President Obama has met with Cuban leader Raul Castro for the second time this year.
With the UN General Assembly taking place in New York, the two leaders held private talks. It's the latest chapter in the long process of normalizing relations between the Cold War adversaries. In his address to